Preliminary results indicate 2024 was a more active year for severe weather in Kansas, as scientists at the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, after tallying last year's severe weather reports, said across Kansas, 89 tornadoes were reported, more than double the 39 tornadoes counted in 2023. The most powerful tornado to strike the Sunflower State for the year was the April 30th storm that hit Westmoreland. It was rated an EF3 with estimated winds at 140 miles per hour, and one person, a 58-year-old woman, died when her home was destroyed by the storm. She was the only storm-related fatality recorded in Kansas in 2024, and the last time a tornado claimed a person's life in Kansas before this was during a severe weather outbreak on April 14, 2012, when one person died and 110 tornadoes were counted across Kansas and Oklahoma. Last year, there were nearly 1,000 reports of severe wind gusts, with about 70 for gusts above 75 miles per hour, and Kansas also saw 495 reports of severe hailstones, 86 for stones larger than 2 inches in diameter. The tornado tally in 2024 continues a roller coaster trend across the Plain States, as while 2023 saw just 39 tornadoes in Kansas, the total for 2022 was 68, according to the data from the Storm Prediction Center, and for 2021, the total figure was 46 tornadoes, and in 2020, the state experienced only 27 tornadoes. National Weather Service meteorologists noted that more tornadoes touched down in the Sunflower State by May of 2024 than in all of 2023, and in April, 37 tornadoes were counted, including the Westmoreland storm, which is the only Kansas twister to receive a significant rating in 2024. All of the others receive ratings on the lower end of the scale, from EF0 to EF2, based on the damage surveyed by the National Weather Service meteorologist. Governor Kelly signed an executive order to reform allocation of federal benefits to foster youth. According to the governor's office, Executive Order 2501 is the nation's first executive order to comprehensively reform the practice of distributing federal benefits to qualifying foster youth and will increase support for children and their families, enhance transparency, and improve the process of transitioning benefits when a child leaves foster care. Officials said some children in foster care are entitled to federal cash support benefits, such as supplemental security income, disability, Social Security Administration, survivor benefits, and Department of Veterans Affairs benefits. And as of December 31, 2024, there are a total of 950 Kansas children receiving federal benefits in the custody of the secretary. However, though longstanding practices, most states, including Kansas, use those funds to reimburse themselves for the cost of providing essential food, clothing, and shelter. Officials said under the new executive order, the Kansas Department for Children and Families will stop using children's benefits to reimburse itself for the cost of providing their basic needs while in the agency's care. And instead, the agency will first screen for eligibility and apply for federal benefits on behalf of children in care. If the Department for Children and Family acts as a fiduciary, they will deposit children's funds in accounts suitable for preserving their benefits. And the agency will work to identify other adults who may wish to apply to manage the funds until the child turns 18. According to the governor's office, the Department for Children and Families will track and provide annual accountings of the use, application, or conservation of funds and will transfer the balance of the account to the child or their new representative payee once the child leaves care. Officials said these funds, which will be held in ABLE accounts, could be used for expenses such as extracurricular activities and school trips while child is still in care, or save for expenditures such as a car or apartment deposit for young adults exiting foster care. Phone and internet services are vital to accessing health care and community services, finding employment, and calling for help in an emergency. However, that cost to stay connected is out of reach for many. So the Kansas Corporation Commission wants to remind Kansans that Lifeline provides federal and state discounts of up to $17.02 per month to help pay for residential or wireless phone service, internet, or a bundled phone and internet plan. Subscribers living on tribal lands qualify for additional discounts, and currently nearly 8 million Americans, including 23,000 in Kansas, are enrolled in the program. Eligibility is based on income, as you must be at or below 135% of the federal poverty guidelines. More information on income eligibility, participating providers, and the enrollment process is available on the KCC's website at kcc.ks.gov, or you can call 800-662-0027. In Nebraska news, two people were injured on Wednesday in a fire at a retirement home in Hastings. According to Hastings Fire and Rescue, firefighters responded to Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village at about 5:30 a.m. on Wednesday, and when they arrived, they found one of the triplex buildings was on fire. All of the residents were evacuated, with one of them being taken to a hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening, and Hastings Fire and Rescue reported that one firefighter also suffered minor injuries. Investigators think the fire started accidentally when metal utensils were put in a microwave, and the building was destroyed, with the damage totaling $495,000, though no other buildings in the retirement community were damaged. The Hastings Rural Volunteer Fire Department, the Juniata Volunteer Fire Department, and the Glenville Volunteer Fire Department also responded. From tobacco taxes to abortion, Nebraska lawmakers have introduced their proposals. The first 2 days of the new legislative session brings more than 130 bills and resolutions, everything from how much senators are paid to sports wagering, with the legislature welcoming 17 new senators after a third of the body has turned over. Some of the rookies have been quick to introduce bills for consideration, as lawmakers have 10 days in which to introduce legislation. Under LB9, tobacco alternatives that have the same effect as nicotine would be taxed at the same rate as cigarettes. A senator has proposed a measure that would prevent prosecutors from going after pregnant women that lose a child, whether that's a miscarriage or through abortion. And senators also hope to address an issue that arose during last summer's special session on property taxes, where people who were expecting to get property tax refunds on their income taxes were disappointed to learn that senators said they made a mistake. Other topics include a proposal requiring consent for pelvic exams on anyone under anesthesia, which is an issue related to medical students and has become a nationwide concern. In schools, conservative lawmakers want the national motto, "In God We Trust," placed in each classroom, along with the state motto, "Equality Under the Law." And there are some proposed changes to the state constitution, including proposals about marriage licenses as they pertain to gender and race. And another proposal would increase pay for state senators. Currently, they're paid $1,000 a month. However, the proposed amendment would increase it from $12,000 to $30,000 a year. The 20th season of the Smoky Hills PBS live viewer call-in show, Doctors on Call, hosted by Jenna Miller, began airing its new season on Tuesday, January 7th. Since its inception, Doctors on Call has been a trusted source of information for communities across Kansas, offering viewers the opportunity to hear from medical professionals on a variety of topics, ranging from chronic conditions to preventative care. Les Kinderknecht, the senior producer and director of Smoky Hills PBS, said the show has been a trusted resource for their viewers, offering a unique opportunity to engage directly with healthcare experts and gain valuable insights into their health concerns. Viewers also have the opportunity to call in with questions live during the show, and on this Tuesday, January 14th, they will highlight chiropractic care with Dr. Shelby Darnell of Restoration Health and Chiropractic. To submit questions electronically on a specific topic, viewers can send an email to doctors@shptv.org. However, questions submitted through email must be received by noon on the day of the show. During the program, viewers can call in questions at 1-800-337-4788. And for more information or to view past topics, you can visit SmokyHillsPBS.org. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Director for Kansas Rural Development, Christy Davis, announced that Rural Development is funding 5 projects to expand access to domestic biofuels. The $2,262,500 investment is made through the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program, and biofuel construction projects will happen in 4 Kansas communities. Davis said by expanding access to homegrown biofuels, they're making long-lasting investments that will create new market opportunities and revenue streams for Kansas producers. Of the 5 projects, locally, a $953,750 grant will help CC of Hayes Incorporated install 16 E15 dispensers, 16 E85 dispensers, 7 B20 dispensers, 2 ethanol storage tanks, and 2 biodiesel storage tanks at 2 fueling stations in Wilson and Hayes. This project is estimated to increase the amount of biofuels sold by 2,129,805 gallons per year. and a $531,000 grant will help Serves LLC install 6 E15 dispensers, 6 E85 dispensers, and one ethanol storage tank at one fueling station in Hayes. And this project is estimated to increase the amount of ethanol sold by 589,973 gallons per year.